Sound Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hakala, and every week at this time, we check in with our tech folks over at Axe Smart IT in Pembroke. And here she is, as she has been sitting in for David Snell. We have Pam Snell from Axe Smart IT. Pam, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Tech folks, that's right. I'm pretending to be a techie this week.
Wow, come on. Yeah, you've been doing a great job sitting in for David, keeping the spot going.
And remember, I'm the reporter.
That's true. He is still the researcher and investigator, and David is the one definitely behind the scenes, and he'll be back eventually. But in the meantime,
couple weeks
for David. Okay, great. And by the way, a belated happy birthday to Pam Snell. By the way,
thank you. We had a great day yesterday. But I want to talk about Sidewalk, which has been up. David has just been stewing over this. Last week, Amazon announced that they were turning on Sidewalk in all of the Echo-enabled devices. So he is just absolutely livid about this. It's not that they're going to allow you to use it if you want and you turn it on. They're turning it on, and you have to turn it off. You have to figure out how to turn it off, and we're going to tell you how to do that.
Okay. What is it?
It is a net of what they're doing is they're turning on the ability of all of these Echo devices to talk to each other and to allow you, let's say you're driving by and or you're the worst case scenario in David's mind is that your internet goes down. So they're going to pick up our neighbor's internet and let us use their internet without them knowing, without us knowing.
Is that possible?
It's invasive. Yeah, it's what they're going to do. It's activating today. So whether you have, if you haven't turned it off already, we did at our house, and I'll tell you about that in a second. But it's called Sidewalk, and what it's doing is it is making availability of your internet to your neighbors and other people. And he just thinks this is terrible.
Wait, but I thought we had passwords.
We do, but you don't need them for this because they're just using the power that you're paying for and the internet that you're paying for.
Wow.
So if you have Comcast at your house, you're paying for Comcast, you're paying for the electricity, my house goes down, I can still use yours or any of my other neighbors that have Echo-enabled devices.
Okay. Well, okay, so this is so that the machine can always have it, and if it doesn't have it, it finds it.
Right. Without you knowing it, you'll never know.
Wow, that does sound pretty weird and creepy. Okay, so this would be...
Amazon says... I'm sorry.
No, this would be for all our smart speakers and those kind of... Any Amazon device?
Yes.
Okay.
Alexa, Echo, all the Echo devices. And David says that right now Amazon is saying that this is not a security issue at all. But then he always adds the word today.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, until someone figures out, I imagine, to exploit this in some way.
Exactly. So we tried to opt out yesterday. We have an Alexa show, which has pictures, and we can see the grandchildren's pictures and talk to them on the phone if we want to.
Sure.
And we also have two Echo Dot devices in our house. So David went to Alexa and asked her to turn it off. Well, she played dumb. She didn't know what that was. I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. And then she even offered to play him the song Sidewalk by Piper Rockelle.
That must be what that is. Yeah, that's what he meant. Yeah, the song Sidewalk. Okay.
Right.
All right, so she's not going to turn it off by asking.
No. Well, that was yesterday. Today, because it's been turned on, we didn't try it this morning.
Oh, okay.
But, so we will. Well, actually, he went in and turned it off. And what you have to do is you have to go to your Alexa app. You open it. You open more and select settings. You select account settings. You select Amazon Sidewalk. And then you turn Amazon Sidewalk on or off of your account, whichever you prefer. But it's already on. And David says, "Hey Amazon, how can they have five steps to turn her off when they have one-click ordering.
Well, yeah, self-preservation, I guess.
Exactly. So he says, well, why not have a red bar across the top that asks you if you want it or not? But he feels that when Apple offered people the ability to say yes or no to having Apple use their information, you know, that was a couple weeks ago, only 4% said yes, Apple could use their information. So if Amazon looked at that study and said, geez, nobody will turn this on, and we need it on everywhere, so they're just making it hard for you to turn it off.
Yeah, and that's, you're exactly right, Pam. We've talked about this over the years with David, that most of these things that people have issues with, the default is always that they're going, and you have to do the work to,
yes,
to disable it or shut it off or say no or opt out, whatever it is. So,
right.
I mean, obviously, I can see that Amazon wants to utilize their network of machines. I imagine the more people that have these, the more. Well, wait. So, what is it? Why is it doing this? Is it just so that you can order things or stay?
It could be just that selfish.
Yeah, I don't know what the reason is and why they would decide to share your internet connection with your neighbor. I mean, why should Amazon decide that?
Right, right. And they talked about this in September of 2019, and it's kind of lay dormant until last week when they announced that they were turning it on today.
Huh. Interesting. Okay. Well, I better check out my smart speaker and.
Yep. And it's also your Ring security cameras, your smart lights, your smart home appliances, your smart door locks, the Tile Bluetooth. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's just not Alexa.
Okay, well, we've got the full article for your read. You definitely want to do the research on this. It could take you some time to go through it, but obviously if you want to opt out, get the steps to do that. And Pam, will this be posted up on the Act Smart blog?
It's already there. Yep,
oh, great.
It is.
All right.
Yes, thank you. So it's on actsmartit.com/blog.
All right, excellent. That's Pam Snell in for David Snell, Act Smart IT. And again, Pam, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, that is our Tech Talk segment on WATD. Pam Snell is in for David Snell this week. And again, some really interesting stuff that Pam was talking about, and you definitely want to find out more. So go to actsmartit.com. Actsmartit.com is the website. And click on the blog.